Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, it's hour number three, Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Full buffet, 800-919-3776. So we'll get your calls stacked, racked, and ready to go. Be part of the conversation with us. But it's been a few days. We haven't had this in a while. So let's get right to it.
Premature.
Take a couple days off and look what you do.
I mean, he just burst all over the place, man. Can you just, like, you got to ease your way in.
You calling me a premature?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you did. You did. You got to.
Okay.
Wow. See what happens when it's been a while?
Start busting through the seams.
Yeah, right? Really? He can't control himself.
Two pumps in a row.
Wow. Come on, Simple Jack. You ready?
Oh, God. I am.
It's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the power hour.
He's getting fouled. He's getting fouled.
Ow.
You just wanted to prove that you could last.
Uh-huh.
No Minuteman here. All right.
I don't want no Minuteman. No dork.
It is the Power Hour brought to you by Open Road Auto Group.
Don't want.
Jake did, you did five, right? You said Nixon five, and then you did five of them, right?
I said five, right?
You did say five.
He did say five. Yeah. I picked up where he left off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys stuck with that.
That's gentleman impressive. Sweet, baby.
Yeah. No, I like that. I do. I like that.
I got my anti-Wakanda. I got my team Wakanda, too. I need to find one more big man.
At the end of the show, we're going to reveal.
I need one more big man.
Bart made his
Team Africa.
Team Africa that he thinks all take the American players, just like if Embiid is going to
come over here.
Switch his affiliations and become an American citizen just so he can play on Team USA.
Yeah.
He feels there are American players that then should go to Cameroon, play for Team Cameroon, and beat him.
Or whatever. They can pick whatever African country you want.
Oh,
you can be Team Nigeria. I don't care.
Okay, that's fine.
Who cares?
Yep, okay.
Like where's Akeem Olajuwon from? I go team
Ghana. I believe
Ghana.
It's Nigeria, right?
Okay, Team Ghana, all that, whatever.
Okay.
Team Morocco, sponsored by French Montana, I don't care.
Okay.
What we want to do?
Okay.
We coming for that ass, America.
You know, Steve Nash could be on this team, or he can coach it, because he's African.
Man, South Africa, we ain't taking that. We ain't taking the colonized. That's colonized country.
But
we going where they're pure Africans at, man.
He was born there.
Just because he's born there, ain't from there.
He was born there.
Sorry.
He is African.
This team will have no white players.
He is African.
This team will have no white players.
That's racist.
It's just like,
why are you being racist?
It's just like what's the West Side Miners against Adam Ruff? The white players are sorry, y'all can't play this game.
Adolph Rupp.
Yeah. Was it the West Texas? We West Texas up in this piece. Sorry, man. We love you, white people. But we can't. And Mark Jackson, our coach. We going all black. It ain't nothing personal. We going all black.
Feels personal.
We going all black.
Apparently, no equal opportunity on Bart's team.
You know what I mean?
With no affirmative action.
Bart is taking it completely. The pendulum has officially swung.
Hey, and
just understand that if I made a team and said it's only white players, do you know how, like, the microphone would be off and I'd be escorted out of the building?
And
you understand that, right?
And we wearing black Air Force Ones with a bubble in them.
Oh, no.
Because we choosing violence.
All kinds of knee issues and hip issues. You're going to have plantar fasciitis after the first half.
We going team straight Africa, straight uncut.
Well, like I said, there's no one in the NBA that was more African.
Listen, it was hard. I only
than
put
Steve Nash.
I only put one light-skinned person on the squad. I only put two light-skinned dudes on the squad. If you ain't Wesley Snipes' color, we can't even put you on the team.
I don't understand.
That's how we doing it.
Not the coaching staff, no ball boy, nothing.
I don't understand.
None of that.
I don't understand at all.
Mark Jackson is the lightest dude on the squad, and he the coach.
Why is this okay? It's not okay.
No, if
Steve Nash should be the coach. He's from Africa.
He Canadian.
He's African.
Steve Nash
Canadian. No.
Listen, South Africa.
He moved to Canada, but he was born in South Africa.
Let me tell you what him being in South Africa is like. That's like having a dude from Mexico coach Team USA. It's a continent, bruh. It's twice as big as North America. Now, we have somebody from Guatemala coaching Team USA? Will we have somebody from Guatemala coaching Team Canada? But, no, we going straight Nigeria.
But he was
Nigeria,
on the continent.
Bro, Nigeria is probably a 12 to 13-hour flight from South Africa.
That's fine. Doesn't matter.
So
you South want Africa, a team bro, from one continent.
No.
He is literally born not,
bro,
on North the soil
excuse
of
me,
that continent.
Excuse me. Is North America a continent, Jake?
Yes.
But we have three different countries in that continent, right? We got America in the middle.
But this is what you wanted.
No, we got America in the middle, right?
But this is what you wanted.
Mexico's in the south and Canada's in the north.
I think this is a ridiculous conversation.
If that's the case, then Team America should be able to have Shea Gilly.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be great.
No.
What do you mean?
Because that's Team Canada.
Right. But
so
we already established this. But we already established this.
You understand what I'm saying,
that
Jake?
You can't have a
I
team.
I got what you're saying.
North America is a continent. But Africa's a continent. Yes, not a country.
Yes. We did this already. And you want to have a team from Africa. So I got my
last black dude.
Oh,
I just see his black ass on the screen.
Oh no.
Oh my God, look at my screen. Woo! What?
Yes.
He's on Team USA.
Wait, you want
Bam Adebayo?
Oh yeah. He's on Team USA.
Yeah, Bam is already
sell
on
out.
The team, man.
Bam Adebayo. That's African as hell.
Actually, the way Kendrick Perkins says it sounds Cajun.
Yeah, he Haitian.
I did the Bayou.
Bam out of the Bayou.
Yeah, that's Haitian. That's what he said when he Haitian. I need one more black big man. I'm going to find him. Don't worry. I'm going to find him.
All right. Staying on topic, how about the Rangers and the Capitals last night?
Oh, don't get no whiter than hockey. Let's go straight from Africa straight to – I mean, Cam, can we get something in the middle? Can we get something in the middle? Can we go soccer or something? You're going to go straight to the whitest sport in the world.
Who scored probably one of the most critical goals of the game?
I get it.
Keandre Miller.
Yes.
Have you seen Keandre Miller?
Well, Keandre, I know he black. You ain't got to tell me. I ain't got to see him. I already know.
All right, fair enough.
I already know.
All right. But this has gotten this series has gotten kind of interesting. How would you handle a goon like Tom Wilson? He's not a goon, he's actually a really good player, but he's this guy. Like, he looks miserable all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Never happy. And he's that guy that will always try something. You know what I mean? Like, he's always going to push buttons.
He's an agitator.
And if his team's losing at
the Heinz Ward,
that's what he is. That's what he. But he's also a talent. But he's a guy that you feel like
should be a Hall of Famer.
Would you deal with him at all?
See,
or would you just play this thing out and move on? And because they're not like the Capitals aren't good enough to beat the Rangers in the series. They're not good enough.
Yeah, you can't.
But it doesn't mean they can't take a bite out of you. You don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Like TJ Oshie was trying to take a little something out of Panarin, get him off his game. He's whacking at his ankles. He's just shoving him, pushing him, talking to him. And then there was one time, it was accidental, but he high sticks him in the face. Panarin had enough, and Panarin looked for an opportunity to throw his shoulder into Oshie's face, which is a very dangerous play, a bit of a blindside shoulder. He doesn't connect. He just makes shoulder contact. It still looked pretty bad. They didn't call a penalty. They reviewed it, nothing. Clean play. Moving on. But you could just see that it's something's brewing, right? And so the only thing that can go wrong for the Rangers, in my opinion, is if they continue going down this road. You got to stand up for yourself. You certainly have to in this sport. But I don't know if it's a smart play for the Rangers to start playing into these tactics. You are the better team, right? You don't have to get into the mud against this team. And that's the only way they think they can beat you.
Yeah, they want
is dragging you into the mud. They can't do it.
Yeah, this one of these teams where like you just get the victory and you holler at them when it's a game that don't mean nothing.
Oh, you wait for game four or if it's a sweep or whatever it is. You wait for the clincher, third period, and you're up, you know, enough and you feel comfortable like, okay, we got this series is over. Yeah, all right. Then maybe you send Rempe out there to go handle some business. Right? Let's go cash the check before we leave.
Yeah.
I think you do it like that. I don't think you do it now.
Or you hit him with a covert mission. Covert mission.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. You wait to the first game. You see them in the regular season, and they don't know it's a fight.
I don't buy into that.
Nah, hell no. I
think you send them. I think you bring the check at the end of the series when you know it's over. That's when you go, okay. I know what you guys are trying to do. And here, you know, now you're going to get a taste, right? You want to come get a slice? Come get a slice. That's what it'll be about to me when the series is over. And you know what? It never happens. We shake hands. We get in line. The whole thing.
You know what I would love? If they punch somebody in the face in the line.
In the line. Be sick if there was a complete brawl in the handshake line.
I just found my last black guy.
Wait, what?
Never mind. You're right.
We were in the middle of a conversation.
You're right. You know, I got ADHD.
I'm just surprised that you haven't bought into this series more. I thought you would.
I mean, I'm brokenhearted because of the Red Wings thing. That really broke me, man.
Yeah, but this series has got, like, you like this kind of stuff. It has drama.
It's just too much
trash talking.
It's just too much going on right now.
Fighting, dirty hits. Like, this, and then they got a villain on the other side who's, you know, like that kind of guy that. You would be, if you were on the glass, you would definitely be trying to fight this guy.
It's just too much going on, man. You got the Mets, and they had it, you know, they've been struggling a little bit. Right?
I'm sorry, man. Baseball, I got to put baseball.
You got the Yankees,
push baseball down,
you know,
right now. I got playoffs going on.
Now you got
and the NFL draft. Baseball's fourth on the list.
Now who got the messed up foot right now, man? Like with the Yankees.
Oh, that's the LeMahieu.
LeMahieu.
They had to send him home again.
Yeah, so I'm saying. So we got LeMahieu going on.
No.
Then now we got like the draft coming up tomorrow. We got the Jets and the Giants.
Draft is big tomorrow. A lot
Knicks,
of drama.
We got the Knicks doing their thing, man. It's like it's sensory overload, man.
It is, and that's why we have the full buffet. 800-919-3776. By the way, it is the Power Hour. It's brought to you by Open Road Auto Group. So let's grab some calls here. 800-919-3776. Gil in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Gil. Gil?
Come on, Gil. This is the first one, man. You can't be jacking this off, man.
All right. We don't go to Gil, so we'll go to Merv in Queens. Merv.
Come on, Merv.
What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey. Bart's off a little bit more than Mountain Dew today, man.
Oh, yeah. That's CMOS.
Oh, Bart and Han, man, I left my home 9 o'clock at night. I went like a peasant to the front of the garden. Something special happened. There was three people that turned into 1,500 vibe. There was no religion. There was no race. And that's the moment I realized, I understood, the Knicks will never win a championship. This city would explode. And I just want to get you guys' take, man. If the Sixers had the Knicks' heart, they would have won by 20. Have a nice day, fellas. Tell me what you think, man.
All right, Merv. I don't know if they win by 20. I mean, I still think the people that think that this series is, like, overmatched and the Knicks are barely hanging on, what are you watching? Embiid is hurt. He's not 100%, not even clear to 100%.
But he's still putting up numbers. They see the
numbers.
Yes,
in the first half.
It's not effective.
You got to play a whole game. The problem with the Sixers, they can't play a whole game. And what the Knicks have been doing is they've been hanging in, and then when it's winning time, they turn it up, and the Sixers can't because their best player can't. He's out of gas by then. That's a huge story in this series that we're all overlooking. Look at the fourth quarter numbers. He has been invisible in the fourth quarter. He can't get a rebound. He doesn't have one. 24 minutes of basketball in the playoffs that matter the most. And he has zero rebounds. He's the largest human being on the floor. That's a big deal. When you see that, they got nothing left. They can't close. Hard? Yeah, I mean, I guess it is. The Knicks are a hardworking team. They've been doing this all season. This is nothing new. This isn't like, oh, wow, the Knicks are just pulling this game out of their ass. They're not. This is what they've done all year.
Haven't seen a lot of Bogdanović.
What do you mean? He had two huge threes in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what you're going to get, that kind of minutes off the bench. But, my point is that people also overlooking the fact that when they're like, well, at full strength, the sick, you know, if so Julius Randle's not playing.
They just conveniently forget that we're the better team. No. Like that's
the
Joel
Knicks
Embiid.
Do what they're supposed to do to take the lead in this series. They outwork the opponent. They do what they do right, and they won two home games. They've got to win on the road now, but it's not a typical road for them. It's a building they're actually like their main guys are pretty comfortable in that building. More on that momentarily. Tessa, West Calder, what's up, Tess?
Poor Brownie. Stop it. Stop it. Let me tell you something. I was on business. I was on business, but I still couldn't muster up the strength to dial your number. You know why?
Why?
Because
LeBron James.
Pieces of my soul was cut out of me on Sunday and taken away. You know, I was devastated, depressed, and trashed. That's the three words that could describe how I've been feeling all this time.
Ouch.
It's no way that happened on Sunday. Like, I just don't want to get swept. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like 1 minute left in the game. I'm like, yay, we're not going to get swept. And then that happens. Come on. I was in the corner rocking with my thumb in my mouth.
I'm telling you, Tess, they just don't match up well with them at all.
But
the fact that they went to the officiating is embarrassing because they had the lead in that game. They had the lead in the fourth quarter. They did not put the damn game away. They couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Listen,
and that's telling you that it's in their head.
You're absolutely correct. But everybody did see he did slap him in the face. But we shouldn't have had to rely on something like that.
Tess,
what was
the bearing on the finish of that game? That was earlier in the fourth quarter. That did not have anything to do with the fact that they couldn't get a bucket late or a stop. It was as simple as that. Come on, Tess.
Like, what is the problem? We played the whole game pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
I don't understand how we freaking lost. Like, listen.
To beat that game, would be great.
Gave up 20 points.
20 points. The Devils not in the playoffs. The Yankees is hanging on a strand. They play good, then they don't. I'm scared with the draft tomorrow, who the Giants. Like, I should not be this depressed this early
J.J.
in the
McCarthy.
Year.
You got J.J. McCarthy.
Well, I mean, if you just would watch the Knicks, another New York team, maybe that's part of the problem here.
And that's why I didn't call in on Monday, because I really didn't want to rain in nobody parade as depressed and trash.
I appreciate
feeling
that.
Like I feel like dirty garbage. But I didn't want to do it because I was happy for y'all. But I am so sad right now. I don't want to get swept, guys. I'm serious.
See, but you getting swept may allow LeBron James to give you the greatest gift ever. He becomes a New York Knick. He becomes a New York Knick.
Listen.
Yeah, we're going to draft Bronny.
The Knicks draft Bronny.
We're going to draft Bronny.
Oh,
and he
know
he can't win there. He draft Bronny. And you got a backporter, Jay.
Did they just say, did he really just say
major disappointment?
You got Jay.
Y'all know he loves going to the Garden and winning.
Right.
And
he knows the path is easier over here. And he can get some business taken care of and really maximize all his business power.
Think about
over
it.
Here. So you got Jalen Brunson and you got Jalen Brunson and LeBron James in your backcourt.
I mean, this is exciting.
It could happen.
Imagine that happens.
Why wouldn't you want that?
I don't want that.
Oh, you want him in L.A.? Would you rather go out and be able to go see him?
I want him to win in L.A.
He already won in L.A. What can anybody say about LeBron? Hold on, Tessa. What can anybody say about LeBron James if he won in the two biggest markets, the two of the historical markets? That would put him up there with Jeffrey.
You're right. But let me ask you something. Everybody used to clown him because he wouldn't take the last shot. Now he took the shot, he missed everybody clowning. This man can't win.
Nope.
If he would have passed that ball, he had a wide open three.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't he take it? Okay, he missed it. And that's what I'm saying. Back in the day, he used to get clowned because they said he never takes the pressure shot, the winning shot. Okay, now he didn't. This man can't win. They're never going to appreciate him until he freaking retired.
He
can't make the win.
Or.
Orange and blue sky, baby. Orange and blue sky.
I mean, it's worth thinking about. It's worth thinking about. If the Knicks have two second-round picks. They could use it on Bronny.
I'm in sports hell right now. I'm in sports hell. I don't know what the Giants is going to do tomorrow, and I'm scared. The Devils is out. The Yankees, I told you, is hanging on a strand. DJ LeMahieu, please, just get a cask and be out the rest of the season.
It's not good. Yeah.
I don't know what to do. And now the Lakers is killing me. Like, I just can't take this right now, guys.
Tess.
I think I ate a whole bottle of Tums. I'm done. I don't know what to do.
Tess, we love
you. I'm done.
We love you, Tess. Thank you.
Tess, you're going to want to hang in until my team Wakanda. Man, it's getting crazy.
I see the squad you're putting together. You're getting fired up for this. That'll
be crazy, B.
At the very end of the show. Ken in Connecticut. Hi, Ken.
You're going to have me follow Tess? Wow, I got some big shoes to fill right now.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, no, I do. But no, like what you were talking about before, my main point about the Jets draft. But you know that if Randall was if Embiid was healthy, then yeah, maybe the series is on its head. Maybe you know Knicks are down 0-2. So playing that if game, it's like yeah, if Randall was healthy and oh, maybe the Knicks are winning by 10-15 a game.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. That's why I don't like that. Like I don't like the analysis that says, well, if Embiid was healthy, this wouldn't even be a series. First of all, if Embiid was healthy, I don't know where the Sixers wouldn't be the seventh seed. Let's start there. Then exactly. It's Embiid is healthy. Well, then if Julius Randle's healthy, when they played each other at full health, the Knicks won by 38 on their floor. So how do we even judge that? We don't know anything. All we know is what you got. And what you got right now is a superstar MVP who can give you a huge first quarter and then maybe a little something in the third. And by the fourth quarter, he's leaking oil, out of gas, dragging his leg. That's what I see in two games now. That's what he's been. And that's I can't see how that gets better. So that's what the Knicks have to take advantage of. The thing that is keeping this series close is their defense on Jalen Brunson has been magnificent. And the Knicks have to figure that out. And if they do, this series could be over fast. It's as simple as that. There's nothing more. Their supporting cast players did nothing in the first two games, but that's understandable because supporting cast players play better at home. The series has shifted now to Philadelphia, so now we have to watch and see, does that now impact things? Do the Knicks supporting cast guys suddenly play a little tight? I don't know. Like I said, Josh Hart, that building, that's home to him. Played at Villanova. Like, again, DiVincenzo, they don't walk in that building and it feels weird. For them, that building is home. Bogdanovich has been in the league forever. I don't know if he's a guy that gets rattled playing road games in the playoffs. He's with Utah. He's played plenty of playoff games. What we're looking for is, to me, can they figure out the defense that has kept Brunson off balance? That's it. If they can't, the series is going to go longer. Because you imagine Philly's going to they got to win a home game, and they know this is a must-win game now. 0-3 is the death knell in the NBA. Nobody comes back from 0-3.
When they lose game four and we come home to close
out. Well, that's the other part of this, is that, you know, then it's game four. Remember, it's Thursday, Sunday. That's 3-4. Ooh. So you got extra days and everything. So that's the only thing to watch in game three. Well, it's two things. One, officiating in the first 5 to 10 minutes of this game. Because we all know what happened with the last two-minute report and all that stuff. And so let's keep an eye certainly on that part of it. But it's, can the Knicks figure out the defense on Brunson? And then the fourth quarter comes, and if it's a close game, does Embiid have anything in the tank that he can actually be effective down the stretch? That's it. That's the series, everybody. It's not rocket science. It's as simple as those things. This could be a fast series if the Knicks figure out the Brunson defense. And Embiid continues to struggle when he gets tired later in games. If those two things, those two trends don't continue, then it could be a long series. One way or another, game three for the Sixers, that's a must-win game. Nobody's ever come back from down 0-3. 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll continue with your calls. And speaking of the whole, the Villanova guys going back to Philadelphia, Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson had this some stuff to say about Philly fans now getting mad at Villanova for showing support to their guys. You got to hear what they had to say. Calls, of course, coming up. Bart's
Pan Can.
Bart's.
I think we should do this sooner or later because I need people to. I need people to.
You
comment.
Want people to react?
I need people to react.
All right. So Bart's Team Africa is coming up next as well. All that and more, but first, Bart.
Pan Can.
Pan Can, please.
Listen, this is all my African Americans exclusively. We get pancreatic cancer more than anybody, so I want us to really pay attention to what's going on. Pan Can Pride Purple Stride is the ultimate walk to end pancreatic cancer. If you or a loved one has been affected by pancreatic cancer, Purple Stride is the event for you. Your participation in fundraising makes all the difference in advancing progress for patients. Join the movement on Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. at the South Street Seaport Pier 17. Register for free at purplestride.org/New York. That's purplestride.org/New York.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And
Boom!
Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, you hear it. This how we being introduced, baby.
What is this?
This is the theme music to Team Africa, baby. Combating them Westerners. Yeah, you want to go through my lineup, Alan?
How do you want me to do this? Because this is
my lineup, baby.
This music, I'm like, I have anxiety right now.
I need to feel this a little bit more, Jake. This is too low. Yeah, just a little. There we go. Okay, here we go. This is my lineup.
This is Bart. Now, this is Bart getting fired up.
Whoa!
No, we got to do better than that.
We got.
Yeah, nope. That's what I'm talking about.
Hold up,
about.
Is Anthony Davis on the American team?
Yes, of course, he's got to be.
Is he on Team USA?
Yes.
Damn! He is?
Yeah, he is.
All right. All right, cool. Whatever. We're going to go with Paolo Banchero then.
Wait, what?
I'm going Paolo.
He's Italian.
I don't care. He live in America. I mean, he live in Africa.
He's also light-skinned. He doesn't fit your criteria.
He's Italian.
All right, man. All right.
You can't put him on the team.
What you mean? You
he's
can't
Italian.
Put he defected from Africa.
No.
All right, so I got to put my boy in there then.
His mother's from America.
Okay, I got to go Bobo then. I got to go put.
Well, you better have Bobo. Better be on your team. If Bobo wasn't on your team.
Okay. Here we go.
The whole thing would be a fraud.
All right, we got to go. Okay, because we can't get Anthony Davis or Banchero, we're going to go Bobo.
Bobo. All right, Bobo on the team.
We're going to go Carl Anthony Towns.
Cat on the team.
We're going to go Michael Porter Jr.
Wait, what?
Michael Porter. What do you mean? I need you shooting. 6'10". You're a shooter.
Does he know?
What?
You want to tell him, Jake?
What?
What, his bad back? He doesn't play defense?
I don't care. He light-skinned? I don't care. He's our affirmative action.
Is he?
Yeah. What are you trying to say? Canadian? No, he's not. We good. I'm going Kyrie Irving. We gonna have Kyrie and Steph going at it. And I'm going...
Well, Kyrie is from Australia.
Man, get the hell out of here.
He's from Australia.
He's Australian.
Man, get out of here, man. Get out of here, dog.
He's Australian, mate.
Bro, no, he not. We going.
No, he is.
Okay, whatever.
But
Okay. All right, we're going Donovan Mitchell then. Golly. He ain't Australian. Didn't care. You know, quit playing. All right, we're going to go.
So, Bobo and Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, we're going to go Donovan Mitchell.
And Cat.
Okay.
Oh, Cat. Right.
And then we also...
The Porter Jr., he's not allowed on the team.
Why not? We need defense. So we going one of the blackest dudes in
Let me see if I know where you're
going. We're
going
Drew Holiday.
Oh, all right. You're going Drew?
You know what I'm saying? We got that D.O. lot.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't think you can do that, though.
What? No, can't do Drew Holiday either.
He's already on Team USA.
Oh, wait. That's right. Yeah, there he is. Yep. Drew Holiday. Canceled.
All right. That's all good.
We're
going DeAndre Fox.
But...
De'Aaron Fox.
Or DeAndre. Fox. DeAndre's his brother.
All right. No, we're going De'Aaron Fox.
Okay.
And then because we lost Drew Holiday, we need defense. We're going Mikal Bridges. or Mekhi Bridges?
Mikhail.
Yeah, we're going Mikhail Bridges.
Not Mekhi back then.
Okay, so we got it. We're going Mikhail Bridges. We got Tyrese Maxey, too, coming
no,
to the plate.
No, you can't. No.
Why?
No.
You on Team USA?
No, but you can't have him.
Why? Man, get the hell out of here, man. You ain't got no. You got, listen, you got no. So now we got to replace. Now we got to replace Drew Holiday, right? We need somebody that's going to bring that same energy that Drew Holiday got, right?
Let me
you
see.
Don't go Jimmy Buckets, baby.
Jimmy Butler?
Yes.
Didn't he already play for Team USA, though? That would make him ineligible. Who?
Team Africa dude play for somebody else?
Actually, he's not on the team right now. So
no, he's not on the team right now, but wouldn't you not be eligible if you already played?
Hell no.
No?
Okay. No, you can play for different countries and when you feel
you
like
it. You want Jimmy Butler?
Okay, so I'm
and
going.
And his coffee? You got it.
So, and.
No Patrick Beverly, huh? I'm really surprised.
What the hell? He can't ball.
Oh, really?
Nah, man. He can be the team mascot.
Can't wait to tell him that.
I mean, if you consider Paolo, you got to consider Jalen Brunson. He's on Team USA to select team.
Banchero cannot. He's Italian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So since we can't have Kyrie, we going Jalen Brunson.
Brunson.
Yep. That's a little nougat, milk of magnesia. That's Team Caramel.
Milk of magnesia.
Well, Team Caramel. You know what I'm saying?
Not even Caramel.
He is Caramel. He's a little light-skinned dude. Stop, man. He like Will Smith color. He a little light bread, but it's okay. He can hang with us because he got that dog in him.
He does have that dog in
all
him.
All right, and
he also has hairy shoulders. Notice that? Like, wouldn't you shave that?
And Team Wakanda.
I'll get bothered after a while.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you had hair on your shoulders, wouldn't you like? And especially, listen, like, wouldn't your friends tell you like, yo,
listen,
can you just
listen? Team Wakanda.
Can you manscape these shoulders, please?
Team Wakanda.
Okay.
Because we lost already, we're gonna go ahead and take Jalen Green because we need some athleticism to deal with Ant-Man.
Jalen Green. Okay.
We need some athleticism, some high risers to deal with Ant-Man. He's coming into his own. And then finally, the last person on the squad, Zion. We're going to put that beef up in that thigh. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and bang up LeBrick.
Excuse me?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, we're going to take LeBrick. We're going to let him understand.
Now it's Dre.
Oh, wake up. Wake up, Micro Mini Pen. I like my fist sweat.
Wait a minute.
Squirming
and
wet.
You forgot somebody.
You definitely did forget a few people.
Like, you forgot somebody that would be an obvious choice.
What do you mean? I did for a second think about Ja.
No.
I think, too, we're in studio.
There's definitely one that you mentioned. Let's see. If Jason Tatum is playing for
Team
USA.
I said Jalen Brown. That's his antichrist.
I did not.
Not this time. You didn't mention it this time. You mentioned it in studio.
Oh, that's his avatar. Yeah.
Brunson, Brown, Jalen, BR. Track, you know?
We winning, son. So let me recap for everybody now that y'all tell me who I couldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who's your center?
Bobo.
Oh, boy.
No, we got to call Anthony Towns.
Now, Steve Nash is the coach, right? The true African.
No, he's not.
He can coach this team.
It's a continent, not a country. So.
But it doesn't matter. He was born on the continent. That's your coach.
No.
Your coach.
Bro.
The only true African on the team is the coach.
Then y'all need to get some Mexicans on Team America then. So,
why?
Because I guess it's continent. We going continent,
but
right?
You just said that
no,
this was
no,
Team Africa.
No.
Which is a continent.
Bro, we playing Nigeria. We going to blackest of the black country. Ghana, you think about Ghana and Nigeria. Those are the blacks. So, to recap again, Karl Anthony Towns. I'm still keeping Michael Porter because I like that big, long 6'10 shooter. You know what I'm saying?
Hang on a second.
Jalen Brown, Jalen Brunson.
All right, when you're done,
Zion,
we're going to pick this team apart.
Tyrese Maxey.
Tear it to shreds.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yep.
De'Anthony
Fox.
De'Aaron's brother.
De'Aaron Fox. Whatever. And Mekhi Bridges. And Jimmy
Butler. Mikhail's brother.
Mikhail Bridges and Jay. I'm good. We gonna buy
right,
y'all.
So
Zion
right,
gonna
fellas,
take on the brick.
Fellas, our thoughts on Bobo.
We just put Bobo in there because he's black.
The only one that was born in Africa. So he has to be on
I
the
mean,
team.
we could have went Chet Holmgren and he could have been affirmative action.
Chet Holmgren.
That's gonna give us some
I think Karl Anthony Towns should be replaced.
I don't think anyone named Chet should make your team.
Probably not.
That doesn't seem right.
You crazy as hell.
Although, again, Joel's father named Tom and mother named Christine actually is African. So, who knows?
How does Bol Bol make the team with your love affair, but Naz Reid is
Naz
left
Reid,
off?
Bud? Seriously? Naz Reid. Not invited. How dare you?
I just don't know if Naz Reid.
I don't even know you.
Well, that's because before I thought I could have Anthony Davis, but I forgot he was on the squad. So,
yes.
You're right. We'll put Naz Reid in there.
Oh, now? So who are we taking off? Who gets sent home?
We got to send Bobo home.
You can't send Bobo home. He's the one guy actually born there. He has to be on the team.
We send him Bobo home.
You can't send him home.
He'll get the Christian Laettner spot.
Yeah. Yeah. We send him Bobo
Christian
home.
Christian Laettner.
So we got Naj Reid.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah.
Mikal Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown. Jalen Brunson.
I like this team, to be honest with you.
The Anthony Fox. I always say his name wrong. We're going Fox.
De'Aaron.
De'Aaron. We're going De'Aaron Fox.
D'Angelo.
We're going Tyrese Maxey. And Zion. And Donovan Mitchell.
I got to be honest. I kind of like this team.
And Jalen Green.
I like this team.
Need athleticism.
And if you're coached by Steve Nash, who's actually African,
we're going.
You
Mark,
would have.
We're going Mark Jackson,
but he's from Brooklyn. He's from Brooklyn.
Bro, that's like saying Canelo Alvarez is American.
What? No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You listen. Africa is a continent.
I'm going to look up where Steve Africa Nash is a continent. Was born.
We got nobody from South.
And it's going to say Africa.
I don't care. That's South Africa. It's a continent, bro.
It's still Africa.
Bro, it's not Team North America. Is it Team North America?
You're making a Team Africa.
Jake, is it Team North America or is it Team America?
Team USA.
Steven
right, Team USA.
Nash.
So we going
was born in Johannesburg, South Africa.
So what?
That's what 1974.
Johannesburg, South Africa is the whitest place in the world.
You sure about that?
Colonized by the British. Ain't nothing but a bunch of little white people running around down there.
Little white people? He's 6'3". He's taller than you.
In Africa, if you go to Nigeria, he a tiny man. Because that's where they tall at. Hmm. We playing for Team Nigeria. Team Nigeria.
Now it's Team Nigeria.
We got to pick a country. Nigeria's a country.
So now you actually bought into that.
Yes.
Okay.
We're not going Team North America.
Okay.
Are we going to go Team South America and you can be from Brazil, Venezuela, Peru, all that? No.
That'd be fun.
No. I tried to do the continent thing, remember? You said I couldn't do that. Because that means Team America should have Shea Gilley-Alexander then. Shouldn't he be on the squad?
Should be.
But he playing for Team Canada, right?
Yeah, it's too bad.
But it's connected to America, right? So it's Team USA, it's Team Nigeria.
Okay. This is your team. I kind of like it. It is a good team. It is.
We taking the brick down. We're going to run their ass out the gym. And Jalen Brunson gonna serve Steph Curry.
Hey, Islanders Nation, listen up. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets to the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. And you can be there to see your Islanders take on the Carolina Hurricanes in games 3 and 4 at UBS. They need you, clearly. You got to provide energy for a team that's got to finish a game. This series, at worst, should be tied. At worst. So the building needs to be rocking. Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com or just use the ESPN New York app. It's that simple. Just scroll down to contest, submit your entry. Brought to you by the New York Islanders. Be part of the electric atmosphere at UBS Arena and get your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com. And if you want to call in and talk to Bart about his team, so it's not Team Africa now. It's Team
Nigeria.
The current
head coach of Team Nigeria
is
Mike Brown.
Oh, yeah, it's true. That's right. He did coach them.
Precious Achiuwa.
How dare you forget about an actual Nigerian? He is literally Nigerian.
You know what?
OG Ananobi, Nigerian.
You know what we should...
You didn't talk about either one of those guys.
It's okay.
What do you mean that's okay? They're from the country. You won't put them on the team.
Did everybody from America make the team?
Oh, wow. No one on your team is from Nigeria.
Okay. Listen, we can switch it to any country.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? We can easily switch the team. Let's go Team Cameroon then.
And you have a problem with what Embiid
did,
but you're
doing
this.
Let's go Team Cameroon then.
You know, Julius Randle, also Nigerian.
Let's go from Team
Nigerian roots.
He hurt.
Gabe Vincent.
Nigerian roots. Julius Randle.
He hurt.
Yeah. Monte Morris. There's a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Yes. They all look at Nigerian.
Spencer Dinwiddie.
They all look Nigerian. They
really don't.
I
don't think they want Spencer Dinwiddie.
Nobody want that.
If you have a problem with Bart's team, let us know.
And what country should it represent?
And,
we go Team Cameroon,
and
Team
clearly
Ghana?
The coach should be an African.
No,
and that means
no,
it should be
no,
Steve Nash.
No.
He is African.
Unless he calls it like team everywhere else. I mean, he can't figure out a team.
Yeah, no, team somewhere else.
We go on Mark Jackson.
But he's from Brooklyn.
Yep. Damn straight.
Yeah, I think you need an African coach in that team. I think it should be Steve Nash.
No, we not.
Look.
Steve Nash not even a good coach.
I'm just talking
facts.
What
the hell are you talking about? I'm going with Mark Jackson.
Okay. 800-919-3776. We will finish up with the calls and what Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart are saying about the Villanova
hate. Oh, the captain of Team Africa.
Going on right now in Philadelphia over Villanova.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so Bart had his team. USA has their team.
Can we theme out our coaching staff? Ime Udoka is an assistant coach.
He should be the head coach.
No, we to beat Americans, we need an American guy to know how to beat them at their own game. Mark Jackson.
Oh, this is what you're doing? You're hiring outside.
I can't have a coaching staff.
I don't know how Mark would feel about that going against.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
America's turned his back on him too.
Did they?
Yeah, the NBA America. He hates these people.
He does?
Yeah, we hate these people.
I didn't know you. These people. Who are these people?
The NBA. Because Mark Jackson should be a coach in his league.
Half hour of things that Bart can say and Alan can't. How about this from
hates these people.
You saw the Villanova tweet, right, when they were celebrating the Knicks win on Monday night with Brunson and Josh Hart and DiVincenzo all having big contributions. And the reaction to this tweet was hysterical because all Philly fans are like, not a Philly school. They were just crushing Villanova now. Brunson was asked about the pushback that Villanova has gotten for that tweet, and he said,
I don't know what to say to that. In their eyes, we're not a Philly school, but when we win, apparently we're a Philly school. So,
ooh, two championships, by the way. Josh Hart, what did he think of it?
Why not? Yeah, I'm like, that's stupid, bro. Like Philly, yeah, Villanova in our blood, bro. What you mean? Like, that's a bond that goes deeper than where, you know, you're from or who you're rooting for or whatever. Like, we have a bond there that goes beyond basketball, that goes beyond any of that stuff. So for Philly fans to be mad about that, I think that's idiotic. That's who we are. We're a family. We play for the ones that come before us there, and that's how it is there. So I don't care about it. I think it's idiotic that, you know, Philly fans are mad about that, because whether they like it or not, you know, Villanova's in our blood.
I can imagine they'll be like, we like Temple better anyway, right? Like, I wonder, like, it's going to be interesting. Is it going to be a house divided? Tomorrow night's going to be interesting because, remember, in the play-in game, the Sixers, if they're tight early in this game because the atmosphere is going to be intense, you know that. And you just wonder, how will they respond if the Sixers, but they were losing at halftime to the Heat in the play-in game, and they were getting booed off the floor at halftime. Think about that. They're getting booed off the floor. That says a lot. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Knicks had to jump on them early, man.
If the Knicks get off to a good start, how that place could definitely be a house divided.
Smack McMill.
Because those three guys brought a lot of joy to that area with the wins that they had for Villanova with the championships that they won. They won two titles.
You know they're going to turn heel. Listen, Philly, either with Philly or not. And
No, I get that. But still, if you're mad at your team, right?
Yeah. You can get nasty in there, man.
It's going to be – that's what's going to make it
especially
so interesting.
Especially they fall behind early, take the crowd out of
oh,
it.
Oh, man. Perfect. No.
Damn, it's almost time for us to go. Everybody getting paid in Detroit, by the way.
Yes. A lot of NFL tomorrow.
Panay Sewell
as
won
we got
12.
Today. Yeah. Well, you know every time. It's always who's next, right? NFL tomorrow. You got the draft tomorrow, so we'll go through all the stuff that the Giants can and can't do, what the Jets could possibly do at 10. Very, very exciting day in the NFL, and a lot of quarterbacks at the top. Will the Giants be among the teams that go on that run for quarterbacks? That is the Power Hour. It's brought to you by Open Road Auto Group, Open Road Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Audi. Offer excellent pricing and first-class experience. Choose Open Road for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Visit us online at openroad.com. Well, welcome back, Bart Scott.
Yeah, tomorrow tell them what you think about my team. Team,
That was Bart, not me, I swear.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.